Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're continuing with our series, Becoming People of Prayer. And the goal of the series is to raise up people within our congregation who would pray intentionally for our congregation and our future, and who may even pray with other people who get together and talk about what's going on in the congregation and then pray about it and bring it to God. But the second objective is that we all become people of prayer. And so today we're focusing on the practice of prayer. We've looked at the purpose of prayer, which is relationship, transformation, and participation in God's mission. We've looked at the posture of prayer, which is becoming humbly and dependent on God. And today we look at the practice. So let's pray. Lord, sometimes we struggle with prayer. We think we need to have the right words, or we think we've got to pray like others, or we've got to do lengthy prayers that only they impress you. But what you're more concerned about is that we talk to you every day. You're more concerned with relationship than technique. So help us as we hear your word to learn ways in which we can be people of prayer and how to make that part of our everyday lives, because you love to talk to us. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a story I read recently about a man in New York who decided he wanted to get fit. He bought the shoes, he bought the shorts, he bought the smartwatch, the gym membership. He even posted on Instagram about his new fitness era. And then he went to the gym for exactly 7 minutes. Not 7 minutes a day, 7 minutes total. Why? Because the whole thing felt too big, too much, too hard to sustain. A behavioural psychologist later commented on this phenomenon. We often overestimate the power of intensity and underestimate the power of consistency. And that is where we meet the habit of prayer. When the disciples came to Jesus in Luke 11 and said, "Lord, teach us to pray," they weren't asking for a mystical experience or a spiritual high. They were asking for a practice, a pattern, a way of life. Jesus didn't give them a lecture on prayer. He gave them a habit, a simple, repeatable daily pattern. "Father, give us today. Forgive us. Lead us." Short, ordinary, daily. Prayer in Jesus' teaching is not a spiritual marathon. It's a daily walk. It's not a performance, it's a practice. It's not about praying for an hour once a week, it's about praying for 1 minute every day. And modern research backs this up. Neuroscientists tell us that habits, small repeatable actions, literally reshape the pathways of the brain. Sociologists tell us that daily rituals anchor identity. Psychologists tell us that consistency builds resilience. Jesus told us first. Most of us don't struggle with prayer because we don't believe in it. We struggle because we imagine prayer as something big and scary and dramatic or deeply emotional. We think prayer should feel like a spiritual breakthrough, a mountaintop experience, a profound connection. So when our prayer life is not like that, we are tempted to give up altogether. But prayer is not like that. Well, at least not most times. Most prayer is ordinary. It's simple. It's quiet. And that's the point. Prayer is not to be an event. It's meant to be a daily habit. There's a concept in behavioural science called habit stacking. It means attaching a new habit, something you want to do, to a habit that you already do. And so that old habit becomes the trigger for the new one. You already do this without thinking. You brush your teeth and then wash your face. You make your coffee and then check your phone. You get in the car and then put on your seatbelt. Habit stacking works because it doesn't rely on motivation, it relies on rhythm. So imagine this. Every time you boil the kettle, pray, Lord, give me peace today. Every time you get in the car, pray, Lord, lead me. Every time you wash your hands, pray, Lord, cleanse my heart. Every time you open the front door, pray, Lord, make me a blessing. 1 minute, 10 seconds even, but every day. It is better, far better, to pray for 1 minute every day than 1 hour once a week. Because 1 hour once a week changes your schedule. 1 minute every day changes your life. In 2013, a group of researchers studied the impact of micro habits, tiny actions repeated daily. They found that small habits compound over time in the same way that tiny drops of water carve out canyons. One researcher wrote, small actions repeated consistently create disproportionate impact. That is what Jesus said about the kingdom of God. It's about the mustard seed, the smallest of seeds becoming the greatest of garden plants. It's about the little bit of yeast in the dough that works its way through the whole batch. It is about the widow with the two little coins who put more into the treasury than anyone else. This is the daily prayer whispered in the kitchen, the car, the hallway, or the garden. Tiny prayers, holy things, transforming moments. What do we learn from Jesus' teaching on prayer? Firstly, prayer is daily. Give us today our daily bread. He doesn't ask us to pray for tomorrow's bread or next week's bread, simply what we need today. Prayer is meant to be woven into the fabric of our days. Second, prayer is relational. Father, not distant cosmic force, not to whom it may concern, Father, close, attentive, personal. Thirdly, prayer is honest. Forgive me, lead me, deliver me. Prayer is not pretending, prayer is not performance, prayer is telling the truth before God. And finally, prayer is persistent. Jesus follows the Lord's Prayer with a story about a man knocking on a neighbour's door at midnight, not because God is reluctant, but because prayer is a habit of returning again and again to the one who loves us and loves to answer our prayers. Most of us, if we're honest, don't need more information about prayer. We need a pattern, a rhythm. So let's make it simple. Think of one thing that you do without fail every day. Make coffee, brush your teeth, drive somewhere, feed the dog or cat, check your email, putting on your shoes. Now attach a prayer to it, a short prayer, a simple prayer, a daily prayer. Because prayer grows best when it starts small. Imagine a tree in your backyard. You don't see it grow, you don't notice the millimeters it stretches every day, but over time, over months and years, it becomes something that is strong and rooted, that shelters things and that is alive. Prayer is like that. Daily, quiet, steady, unseen, but powerful. You may not feel like you are growing spiritually. You may not feel like anything is happening. You may not see any results, but every small prayer is a root going deeper. Every whispered word is a branch reaching upward. Every daily moment with God is shaping you into someone who stands firm, bears fruit, and offers a shade to others. So the challenge for this week is one small step. Choose one daily habit. Attach a daily prayer. Pray it every day this week. That's it. You don't have to pray for an hour. Not even 15 minutes. Pray it every day. Don't have to write a journal or go on a spiritual retreat. Just one small prayer stacked on an existing habit. Here are some examples. When you make your morning coffee, Lord, warm my heart with your love today. When you put on your shoes, Lord, guide my steps. When you wash your hands, Lord, cleanse my thoughts. When you open your front door, Lord, make me a blessing. When you lie down at night, thank you, God, for today. 1 minute every day, a habit of prayer. Becoming a people of prayer is not about praying more impressively. It's about praying more consistently. It's about weaving prayer into the ordinary fabric of our lives. It's about trusting that God meets us in the small moments. It's about believing that daily habits shape our Christian lives. May we become a people who pray not because we feel particularly spiritual, but because we are learning to be faithful. Not because we have the right words, but because we have a God who listens. Not because our prayers are dramatic, but because our prayer is daily. Simple, steady, transforming, one prayer at a time, and I guarantee that it will change your life. Amen. And the peace of God which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.